Unit 9, Landing Preparation. The approach and landing phases are the most sensitive stages of the whole flight. The descent and approach strategy is prepared in advance by the pilots, and the aircraft flaps and landing gear are extended while altitude and speed all decrease approaching the destination airport. Also, the passenger's cabin must be prepared for descent and landing because during these phases, tough maneuvers are possible, as well as occasional encounters with turbulence. A go-around followed by a missed approach pattern, as well as an emergency evacuation for any problem that may arise during or after the landing, may also be possible. The flight attendants are responsible for preparing the cabin for the descent, approach, and landing phases. At the beginning of the descent, the in-flight service should have already been completed, and the trays and rubbish collected. In the galleys and in the cabin, trolleys, catering equipment, and movable items are stored and secured with the special security locks. The galleys are checked to be neat, and the cabin to be tidy. When the airplane is coming closer to its destination, or descending below a safe altitude, the pilots announce through the PA system, "Cabin crew, prepare for landing." This means the approach to the destination is beginning, and the cabin must be properly prepared for landing. Passengers' electronic devices must be turned off to avoid interference with the aircraft's communication and navigation equipment in this delicate phase. An announcement similar to the following is read shortly after the beginning of the descent. "Ladies and gentlemen, we have started our descent to Sao Paulo, where we expect to land in about 20 minutes. The current weather on the ground is good, and the temperature is 23 degrees Celsius. Thank you." From the initial phase of the descent on, passengers cannot stand up and walk in the cabin, use the lavatories, keep the tables open to read or write, and use electronic devices such as laptops or digital music players. Objects that may become obstacles in an eventual emergency evacuation must be removed and placed in secure places. Earphones must be collected, and objects such as bassinets and other movable accessories must be securely stored. The passengers' handbags and personal belongings must be placed under the seats or in the overhead compartments. And the aisles and emergency accesses must be checked to be clear. Internal doors and curtains between different parts of the passenger's cabin are secured open. All seat backs must be returned to the vertical position. The tables must be closed, and all the passengers must have their seatbelts fastened. The cabin must be prepared for an eventual emergency evacuation that may follow any possible problem during landing. When the cabin is checked to be tidy and safe for landing, and for a possible emergency evacuation, the flight attendants communicate to the chief purser that the cabin is okay for landing. The chief purser gives the okay to the captain, and from this moment on, everybody should be seated with their seatbelts fastened until the aircraft comes to a complete stop. If a passenger behaves in an unsafe manner, the flight attendant who notices it should talk to him or her calmly to avoid any problems that may arise. Go around. A missed approach. This is a sequence of maneuvers similar to takeoff, performed when, after an approach to land, landing is no longer possible for diverse reasons. Example, vehicles on the runway, airplane path not stabilized, or incorrect speed or configuration.